It's time to take this game into overtime.
The official podcast
of the Average Joe's Sports Show
on 90.9 The Light. Sports
for our generation.
This is Adam Fornwalt reporting for 90.9 The Light and the Average Joe's Sports Show. I'm here with Kyle Carr, Liberty Men's soccer player, defenseman, / whatever they have you doing. Kyle, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing very well. Yeah, we were just talking about that on the way up here, actually, with the influx of new talent this year and a lot of new players entering the ranks. You've kind of had to take a different role than you have for most of your career. Talk about what that's been like, kind of changing your role on the team as a senior.
Yeah, we've had a lot of new personnel come in this year. And with that being like that the case, I've had to switch roles. And I'm very thankful for the opportunity coach has given me, that he trusts me in the more attacking role.
Two of them players that have really stepped up so far this year and had a big role, Tresor Mbuyu up front and then at the back, Shalom Dutte. Do you feel like that the team is kind of starting to fit these pieces together now that we're pretty much halfway through the season?
Yeah, we're really starting to hit our form. The other night we had a tough loss against Dayton, but I think that was just a fluke, and Tresor's impacted really well. He came in as a transfer from National Christian College last year, and he was the player of the year. And he's been doing really well with us so far. He's gelled really quickly. And then Shalom as well. He's a stalwart in the back. He's very solid. So we're happy to have him.
Currently, you guys do sit at 500, 4-4-1 for this season. What do you think the team has learned during these first 9 games that'll help you through the back half of the season?
I think we've learned just the attention to detail that we have to pay for every game. It's a fine line between winning and losing in soccer. So we have to just pay attention to the details and perform excellently as most as we can.
You guys have scored 15 goals so far this season. 2/3 of those have been in the second half. On the same token, however, 13 of 14 opposition goals have also been scored in the last 45 minutes. Do you think that there's some cause for concern in that, or do you feel like that's just the game flow of college soccer?
I think that's mostly the game flow of college soccer. With the subs and different things, people that get tired, a lot happens in the second half, especially because you don't want to go into overtime, so people are really working a lot harder in the second half.
This Saturday, you guys play UNC Asheville, which pretty much kickstarts your Big South Conference play. How do you think this team will fare in the Big South Conference, and is it kind of title aspirations for you guys?
Yeah, I think it's easy to say that we're going to win the title, but ultimately it's up to the Lord and what His will is. So yeah, we're going to do everything we can to win the title, and that's what we're aspiring for. But ultimately, it's the Lord's will, and like we can't surpass what He has.
Which team do you feel like is going to be your biggest competition in the Big South? Obviously, there's a lot of teams that you guys will go up against. But which one do you feel like not necessarily gives you the most problems, but will give you the toughest challenge?
I think we're focused for every game, but we're expecting Radford to be a good game. Winthrop was a good game. They were the conference champs last year. High Point should be good. Top to bottom, the conference is pretty solid this year, so we're just going to come out and compete every game.
Now, to switch the focus on you for a little bit, you had some success. You had a lot of success at the JUCO level. You were an All-American while you were at Eastern Florida. I believe you were the Player of the Year for Eastern Florida as well. How do you feel like that experience at the JUCO level helped you have success here at Liberty?
Yeah, JUCO is really good for younger players that need to develop still, and that was my case. Out of high school, I was still trying to learn my game. So going into JUCO, I was able to get a lot of time and a lot of experience just getting a lot of minutes, and that's helped me at Liberty because I have more experience when I'm on the field as well.
Why did you choose Liberty to transfer to? Obviously, there were a lot of schools that were probably looking at you as far as your success, like I said, at the JUCO level. Why Liberty?
Honestly, this is where my parents wanted me to come, and at first, that's all I just want to make them happy, but like once I got here, Liberty changed my life. I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. I can second that as well. Liberty really did change my life as well. Now, another person, which I would have to assume has been influential in your career, has been Coach Alder. Talk about what it's been like to play under him and just his experience, both as a player, kind of transitioning that now as a coach.
Yeah, Coach is awesome. He's coached here for 26 years. Before that, he'll always tell you he had a cup of coffee in the pros. He's there for a little bit. So he's a very wise man, knows a lot about the game. He really teaches us. He's a teacher of the game. He's always paying attention to the details and giving us new ideas and challenging us to be better every game. So it's good.
So he's a suit guy. Are you a suit guy?
He rocks the suit better than I can. So I'll just say that.
All right, Kyle, thank you very much. Good luck for the rest of the season.
Thank you.